This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, we dissect cover crops with Matt Opigan of Short Lane Egg Supply in Colby, Wisconsin. Also works at the family farm, where today he shares a new term to explore, companion crops. So what's the difference between companion and cover crops?
The cover term kind of takes on a very scary tone. Because if you think about it, when somebody's like, well, I want to put cover crops on your cornfield, and you're like, I'm not covering my corn with anything. But if you think about the application and the purpose of putting cover crop species next to corn, it actually fits that term companion crops. And that's why I started using companion crops to distinguish it from cover crops. In companion crops, you're putting species that benefit your main crop. You know, corn is probably the most prominent one. Some people are looking at soybeans. Some people are looking at a double cropping with wheat and soybeans. But in this case, let's stick with corn. You want to have species that are applied with that corn that help it along, don't steal yield away from it, and add agronomic benefits to your ground and also to that corn. Companion crops is not an old term. So if somebody would hop on Google right now and you would type in companion crops, more likely you would probably come up with a lot of gardening. So like squash, they used to put it next to the corn for weed control. They would put the peas or the beans next to the corn for nitrogen boost fixation. So companion crops are no different when you're putting that with the corn. You do get benefits and elements of that.
So what practices should a farmer do, companion or cover crops?
It comes down to what are your goals to have using companion or covers. If your goal is, I want to create stability and I want to keep that ground active going into winter and into spring, and I want to create better stability, cover crop is going to be an excellent approach. Of the species that you would want to pick are one of two things. You would want to focus on winter rye or doing a winter grain like winter wheat. Winter rye is kind of like a foolproof approach. It's a very consistent performer. It loves the cold and it's very cost effective to put it down. But you know, I first came to liking cover crops when we were doing it following soybeans and corn. That's when you started seeing added benefits. Then you start exploring like, well, what if I was doing this more during season? So I would say like in that order, cover crop would probably be the first thing you would want to look at. But then with interseeding, it definitely has a lot of benefits. So that would be the next thing that you want to look at. So somebody would probably be saying like, well, there must be pros and cons to like all of this. So like the con to having a cover crop system is that the only time it's a timely window is if you're following small grains, because then you have all the time in the world and it's nice out, it's t-shirt weather. Let's go pound that in. We don't have any other harvests that are holding us down. Or you take that approach of like just a broadcast spread with some fertilizer and you blast that out there. Where it gets tight is that narrow window where we have a typical Wisconsin fall, which we get cold, we get wet, and then you have all these acres you got to cover for your soybeans and your corn silage and your field corn. And you want to try to get that rye pounded in. That would be the one downfall with like doing a cover after corn, is that you have to be ready and willing to chase after that window and you got to have a good approach.
Where can a farmer go for more knowledge on companion and cover crops and the best practices?
Well, you know, that's been the interesting journey that companion and cover crops have been through. A farmer relies a lot on their retailer. If that becomes a stone wall, you can reach out to like a farmer-led watershed group. You know, it's all about like the people you know. So like UW Discovery Farms, that's a good one. But more and more retailers are starting to get involved in this more. But there's few that will say like, I know exactly what kind of interseeding program we want to build for you. And you know, there's other companies out there that are outside of the state of Wisconsin, like Green Cover out in Nebraska, you know, that would be a good resource as well. And there's nothing wrong with someone saying like, I tried this, I don't feel comfortable, I don't want to go that far. And those happen. But what's been interesting is those conversations were more frequent 5 years ago versus now. All of a sudden, the conversation is not so much, why would I want to do this? It's more of like, well, how can I make this work? Which is really good to see, because that's part of the definition of what innovation and progression is.
Wisconsin crop consultant Matt Opigan on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.